Good morning, I will say. Let's take a look here in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, the Ramban. So the Pasuk by Davashel and Moshe Valaran Lema Alehem, Dav Davo Bene Yisrael Lema Zal Sachai Asher Tochalu Mikol HaBehema Asher Al Ha'aretz. HaMitzvos B'Parsha Sa'ela Nogos B'Yisrael U'B'Kohanim. Meaning the Ramban is following up on what we saw in the Hagdamah to explain how everything in Sefer Vayikra is included because of its connection, its relevance to Torah's Kohanim. So these parashios that there's nothing which is, these parashios are equally applicable to Yisraelim and Kohanim, thereby implicitly posing the question, so why is it in Sefer Torah's Kohanim? Aval inyanim meruba b'Kohanim, ki hem tzrichan l'shtamet tomet minigiyas hatoma. So yeah, the dinim are all equally applicable to Yisraelim and Kohanim, but they're much more relevant, they're much more significant to Kohanim. The fact that that the nevela of all the behema tumeya is metame, so that's true, it's metame Yisrael also, but it's not so relevant to Yisrael. With the exception of Shalosh Regalim, he has no chiyuv to be tahor. Mashen Kain, the Kohanim, by virtue of doing avoda and eating b'sar kodshim, so the dinei tuma are more relevant to them. Hence, its inclusion in Torah's Kohanim. The ode, ki im shagagu Yisrael bohem, meaning shagagu, in that they incurred tuma and then they went into the mikdash, so then they ate kodshim. So for that reason, since it triggers korban, it also links up with the sefer Torah's Kohanim. And thirdly, And thirdly, it relates to Torah's Kohanim in that it's the responsibility of the Kohanim to instruct Bnei Yisrael that they not be nichshal in tumah resulting in Isurei Tumas Mikdash Vikadoshav. Al Ken Hoya Adiva Vazel, Moshe Vel Aaron Shnehem, as is the case here in our parasha. Ola Moshe Sheyoma La Aaron Vitziva L'Shnehem Dabu El Bnei Yisrael. Ulechach Nehemu B'Sefer Torah's Kohanim. V'yazir b'parsha ba'achilu u'betuma shelo yitami ha'mikdash v'kadoshav. So, two weeks ago when we were learning the Ramban's Hakdoma to Sefer Vayikra, so we suggested there that the Ramban that l'chaura, all the reasons that the Ramban has laid forth here for the inclusion of the dinim of kashrus here in Sefer Torah's Kohanim all relate to the fact that, well, those animals which are always asuras b'achila, so shechita is irrelevant. You do a shechita on a chamor, it doesn't mean anything. So they'll always, when they die, they'll always have a status in the veil, and they'll be matame. Ma'ashen ken, you have a kosher animal, so you shecht it. So the shechita is matame midei nevela. So it's true that all these dinim have relevance to tumah as well, but they're also just dinim of issa v'heta. So we suggested based on the Ramban in the Hagdama we had a diuk. So is it just the fact that really it belongs in Sefer Toras Kohanim? Because there are dinim of tumah as well, and agav that the dinim issa v'heter are also included, or no? We suggested that what the Ramban means is that the issa v'heter and tumah v'tara is one continuum. Just to review how that emerges from the psukim, just reading here, beginning in Pasuk Dalet. Achazel sochlu mimale hageva memafisi haparsa. So even though it chews its cud, and even though it has split hooves, meaning it has one of the two, but afal pichein, if it doesn't have both, it's going to be also. It has to have both to be mutter. As hagomel kimale gerahu, it chews its cat. However, farsa enenu mafis tamehu lachem. And similarly, ves hashafon kimale gerahu. However, ufarsa lo yafis tamehu lachem. Ves hanevis kimale gerahi ufarsa lo efisa tamehu lachem. They all have one of the two simonim. So far, the simon of male gerah of chewing the cat, but not the split hooves. Vesa chazir, which is the opposite. Kimafis parsa hu, v'shosa shesa parsa, however, v'hu gera lo yigo, tomehu lachem. So what we understood the Ramban to be underscoring here and highlighting is that this is very, very distinctive in that the Torah is talking about the Isra Achila, and it's expressing the Isra Achila in terms of tumah. Right, the Torah doesn't say lo silba shatnei semu pishtem yachtav because tamehu lachem. Now, it's true that here there also is a din tumah, right? The nevela of these animals is mentame, but the Torah uses the lashon tumah even when it's talking exclusively about the isra achila. Again, posuk dalet. Achazel lo sochlu mimalei hagero mimafise haparsa. Excuse me. Es hagomol kimale gero hu ufarsa. Einenu mafis tomehu lachem. We're not talking about dinei tumah. We're talking exclusively about isir achila, and the isir achila is attributed to the tumah. Right? That's what we discussed a couple of weeks ago. Tahainu. So what the Ramban's Havana here is, it's not the pshat that the dinei tumah pertain to Toras Kohanim, but heyos that the same donkey, the same chazir, the same shafan, which has dinei tumah, also has dinei issa v'heta, so we might as well take them all, deal with both of them together at the same time, even though it's really two separate parshios. No, the vod is like this. The vod is that the tumah expresses itself, hain, in what we colloquially call tumah, as well as isser. And that's why it's one continuum. And that's why he knows that tumah is the subject matter of Sefer Toras Kohanim, that these parshios are included in Toras Kohanim. The isser stems from the tumah. It's not that again, the very classification that we use of behema tmeo when talking about issa v'heta reflects this yesod. L'chora, a further raya to this is the following. let's look at the following two makoros and Be'ezus Hashem didn't have to try to process. If you take a look in the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, is the very last halacha in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. Avo bishemuta lechol ochlin temein, belishkas mashkin temein. Chasidim arishonim, meaning as long as it's chulin, right? Obviously, if it's truma, so then there is an issa. But the Rambam is talking about chulin. Avo bishemuta lechol ochlin temein, belishkas mashkin temein. Chasidim arishonim hayu ochlin chulein betahara. Meaning not only Tumas Ochlin, all Tumas. V'taras haguf meviel igdei kedushas hanefesh min hadeos haros, v'kedushas hanefesh goremes lihidamos bashchino shenama v'skadishtem v'isem kedoshim ki kodoshone. One ma'am, welcome. Now, if you turn in the Ramban to the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, let's see another ma'am, welcome. The very first Ramban, the famous Ramban in Kedoshim Tiyu, after he quotes Rashi, and then he quotes the Toras Kohanim. If you see where it says, Aval haprishus ki hamuzkeres b'chol mokum b'talmud, right? Chazal darshan on Kedoshim Tiyu, have a prushim, right? Kishem shani porush kach tiyu atem prushim. So what is this mandate to be a porush? Aval haprishus hi hamuzkeres b'chol mokum b'talmud, shebe'oleha nikra'im prushim, right? Those who practice prishus are known as prushim. V'ha'inyan, ki ha'tori hizhira b'arayos b'macholam asurim, but on the other hand, v'hitira habir ish b'ishto v'achilas ha'bosa v'ayayin. Imkein, Yimtza bala taiva mokon liyoshotov bezimas ishto ol noshov harabos. V'liyos besove hayayin bezolole bosolomo. And furthermore, v'yadaber kiritzono b'chol hanavolos shalohuzkar isu zemato v'ineyiyya novel v'shusato. L'fichor bo akosev achre shepire to isurim sh'osa osom lagame. V'tzivu b'dova kloli sh'nei apushim min ha'mos sorels. Yima'id b'mishkol, tashmish, ki'inyan sh'omru sh'lo yu talmidei chachamim mitzuyin etzel n'sh'osein ketana golim, v'lo yishamish ala kifi atzoch b'kiyom ha'mitzvah mimenu, v'yikadesh atzmo min ha'yayin b'mi'uto k'mo sh'kora ha'kosuv ha'nozir kodosh, v'yizko haros ha'nizkoros mimenu b'toro b'noach u'b'lot. Okay, and I hear the lines that we need to focus on. V'chein yafresh atzmo min ha'tumo afal pi shelo huzharnu mimenu b'toro ki inyan shehizkiru bigdei amo oretz medrus l'prushim u'kemo shenikra ha'nozir kodosh b'shomro mitumas ha'meiz gamken. Then the Ramban continues again, Yishmo Pir, Belushonu, Mehizgoel, Beribe Ha'achila Hagasa, Umin Hadibo Hanimas, Vechulu. So what the yisod, the famous yisod of the Ramban here is that even in those areas which the Torah doesn't categorically aser, a person still has to practice moderation, has to practice self-discipline. And that's what the chiyuv of Kedoshim Teyu is. Macholos asuros, the Torah prohibits categorically. All kosher food, the Torah obviously doesn't prohibit categorically, but even there, Kedoshim Teyu says that a person has to exercise self-discipline and be moderate. He has to be porush, abstinent. The Torah lets a person drink wine. It's obviously not something the Torah categorically prohibits. But Kedoshim Teyu says that a person has to be moderate in that consumption. V'chulu. And the Ramban mentions Yafish Atzmo Min HaTuma in this context. But how does that fit with all the other examples? No, it doesn't. All the other examples seem to be of the same. Obviously, it's mutter to talk. The fact that it's mutter to talk doesn't mean that a person shouldn't be refined and disciplined in how he speaks. It's mutter to eat kosher food, but that doesn't mean that a person shouldn't be refined and disciplined and moderate in what he eats. So how does tumah fit in? No, tumah is only relevant if you want to go into the Beis HaMikdash. It's only relevant if you want to eat besar kodshim or truma. Look how you see klor here from this Ramban. You see, l'chora, it corroborates what we've understood in the Ramban, what his explanation really is for why both Parsha Shmini and Parsha Achrimos have the dinim of kashrus, the dinim arayas, that both of these isurim are expressed in terms of tuma. Is that be'emes, there's some types of tumah that the Torah categorically prohibits. Behema tumeya is tumah that the Torah categorically prohibits. Arayos, losoki oretz eschem, why? Because they, when they practice all these toevas, there are some types of tumah, such as arayas, that the Torah categorically prohibits. But the same way, there are some foods, machalas asuras, the Torah categorically prohibits, but then Kedoshim Teyu says, even what's mutter, a person should practice abstinence. Okay, a person has to know b'mido, b'mishkol, to what degree, v'chulu, v'chulu. But a person should practice b'mido, b'mishkol, ha-ru'uyos, ha-ru'uyim, a person should be porush. So the same thing is true for tumah. So you see l'chor klor here, again, this is the same tfisa of the Ramban, that tumah is on the spectrum of isser. Again, we totally compartmentalize. And tumah's got nothing to do with Isser, other than the fact that a tummy is also to do some things. But the etzem tumah's got nothing to do with this, right? A tummy can't eat truma, he can't eat kachem, he can't do avodah, can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but the tumah kishava atzmo, we don't see as being on the spectrum as Isser v'heter. And the Ramban is saying, no, tumah is on the spectrum of Isser v'heter. So there's some types of the tumah that the Torah prohibits categorically. Arayas is something, that act is such an intense form of tumah is so defiling that it's a tumah that the Torah categorically prohibits. Behema Temeya is so defiling that the Torah categorically prohibits the achila. But then, just as in every other case here in Parshas Kedoshim, there are other areas where the Torah doesn't categorically prohibit tumah. But that's where Kedoshim Tiyu applies and says, but even there a person should be porush. So l'chari, what we see here in the Ramban is that same tfisa. Why is it amidas chasidus to avoid tumah? It's amidas chasid, moshal amad of adama. Let's say, Reish Lakish is of the opinion, it's a machlokes of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where the chatzisher osam en haTorah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, and this is how we pass it, chatzisher is osam en haTorah. But Reish Lakish holds, no, chatzisher is only osam en haTorah. So haga atzmocha. Would Reish Lakish say that it's not even amidas chasidus to avoid eating a chatzisher en haTorah? It's only because it's Asa Midrabanan and before the Issa Drabanan was imposed, or independent of the Issa Drabanan. It's not a Midas Chasidus Menatar. So I think one's correct intuition is, of course it's Asa. Of course it's a Midas Chasidus. It's on the spectrum of Issa. Of course it's a Midas Chasidus. Of course it's a Midas Chasidus. The fact that the Torah said categorically from Kazayas, but it's still a Midas Chasidus, owing to the fact that it's on that spectrum. So that's for the Ramban. It's a Midas Chasidus to be Nizer from Tumah because it's on that spectrum. Because at a certain level, at a certain point, so Tumah does translate into Issa. Now, we said for purposes of contrast, look in the Rambam. How does the Rambam explain the Midas Chasidus of avoiding Tumah? For the Rambam, the Midas Chasidus of avoiding Tumah is inherent, is intrinsic. It's because Tumah is on the spectrum of Issa. That's why there's a Midas Chasidus to avoid it. But for the Rambam, V'dovo zeh, rereading here, the fact that they're nisharim min hatumos kulam kol yemehem, the prushim. So v'dov zeh kedushi yaseirihi v'derech chasidus. Why? What is the midas chasidus in so doing? Why is it the midas chasidus to see to it that one's piece of fish isn't tameh before one eats it? One's dog tohor didn't become Tomeh, the Tomeh Zelfon. Why is that a Midas Chasidus? Or, for that matter, other types of Tomeh. The Dava Zeh Kedushi Yisere V'hi V'dara Chasidus, Shia Odom Nivdal Parish Mishah Ha'am. V'lo Yiga Bohem V'lo Yocha V'lo Yishtei Mohem. So the Rambam says, Nemes is like this. Kishel, the Rambam doesn't see that it's inherently or intrinsically Midas Chasidus. The Rambam says that someone who's nizer to eat chulin betara, he's not gonna join gatherings of amaratzim. He's not gonna be at a beer drinking party with their chveis eating their pretzels and drinking their beer. Because his midas chasidus of insisting to eat chulin betara is basically going to mean that there are very few venues, if any, where he can be. So he's not going to be at these parties. And the avada, he's not going to go to the Kiddush Club. And he's not gonna be involved with Amaratzim, which would lead to Maisim Ra'im. Shehapishus mevio lidei taras aguf mimasim roim. Once the person avoids those maisim roim and attains that taras aguf, so the taras aguf mevio lidei kedushas hanefesh min adeos haros. By focusing on eating chulin b'tara, it keeps a person away from the wrong places. So even though the conscious focus, as it were, is just on taras aguf, but by staying away from the wrong places, so if a person does end up joining in the wrong gatherings, participating in the wrong gatherings and meals, so it's not just tumas haguf that a person gets there, it's tumas hanefesh, because the type of excess that happens there is something which represents a kilkul amidos. But taras haguf mevia lidei kedushas hanefesh min adeos haros. Again, deos for the Rambam min midos. Ayin hechaz deos. Ugedushas hanefesh gorem es leidamos b'shchina. So a very, very different havana on the midas chasidus of tahara. Sometimes this is true in so many different areas and so many different contexts. A person can have a zehirus on something which kishala atzmo doesn't seem, or maybe even isn't, objectively so significant, but that sets into motion a chain reaction which does result in very significant hakpadas. Well, let's say to give a marshal. Let's say a person has a hakpada chveis of going to sleep by a certain hour. Maybe that hakpada initially, maybe it's even motivated by, or even if it's not motivated by, it can be framed by, sustaining one's health. But yitachen, and again, obviously, this is just intended as a moshul, whether what one finds is literally true or whether one needs to tweak and adjust it is not the point. But yitachen ma'od, that same harchoka, when a person gets very tired, so sometimes a person's guard drops. There's less self-discipline. And the person is more prone to doing the wrong thing at 2 o'clock in the morning than 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's certainly true some of the time. For some people, some of the time. I don't know if it's true for everyone all the time, but L'chor is certainly true for some people some of the time. So that's the type of application that's an illustration, another illustration of the Rambam's Yesod. Chulin B'Tara, again, seems to be a tremendous hakpada on something, relatively speaking, minor or insignificant. And the Rambam says, yeah, but you know what? It sets into motion a process which results in lehidamos b'shchina. Basically, what we're talking about certainly overlaps with the rationale of Hachokos de Rabbanan as well. By being nizer on things which maybe Enoch and Ami objectively are small and minor, but the dividend is great and certainly major. Okay. Well, let's take a look, just we don't have too much time, maybe just briefly at the Ramban here by Nadu Vaviv in the beginning of Perek Yud. So the pasuk vayikru v'nei Aaron nadav aviv ish machtasa v'idnu v'hen eish v'yosimu alei ktoras v'yikvil z'nei Hashem eish zara shel otziv v'osam. What does the Ramban say? Ze achet b'nadav aviv. What was the achet? So teidenu mimashu amav v'yikvil z'nei Hashem eish zara. The key to understanding is to notice that the Torah describes that the achet was that they offered an eish zara. V'lo amav v'yikvil z'nei Hashem Ketoras Ashalot Tziva Osam, but rather Eish Zara Ashalot Tziva Osam. The fact that they brought Ketoras Benadava, that wasn't the Chait, the Ramban is saying. No. During the Chanukas HaMishkan, so the Nesiim every day brought a Kavan Chatos Benadava. There is no such thing as Doros. No such thing with Doros as bringing a Chatas Ben Adava. And yet, as a Hurah Shah, it did happen. And it was Merutza. So the fact that the Ketores is Ashalot Tziva Osam, that wasn't the issue. So what's the Eish Zara? V'inehem samu Ketores ala Eish ki'inyan she'omar ha'kosov yasimu Ketore ba'apecha. V'lo samu liba m'rak lazos. V'hine lahoya ishe reach dechoach, v'zeh tam v'yosimu alea ketores. Shalo oma v'yosimu alehen ketores, kashe nema ba'adas korach, usnu v'hain eish v'simu alehen ketores, v'sham od unesatem alehen ketores, aval oma b'chan aleho lirmoz, ki al ha'eish b'lvad somu ketores. So if you happen to be looking in a Taras Chaim Chumash, so you can look in footnote 35. That's where I'm reading from now. The Hamakatel Lemidas Adin. This is a quote from Rabbeinu Bachya, who often elaborates things that the Ramban says. The Hamakatel Lemidas Adin Ein Ro'u Lo Sheyachavin El L'Shem Hamiyuchad Levado. Nodav v'aviyu tol b'chan acherei midas hadin v'lo kivnu el Hashem ha-miyuchad el l'midas hadin bilvad. V'lachach lo hoye ishe reach nichoach l'Hashem u'midas hadin atzma pogo b'hem. So the Ramban, if you go back, this is a recurring motif in the Ramban. If you go back to Parak Aleph Pasuk Tes for a moment, after the Ramban, quoted the Rambam and was massing in the Rambam and gives his own alternative to the Rambam, Alpi Nigla for Kavanos. So then the Ramban says, Ve'al Derech Ha'emes. So this is the Ramban, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes. Again, in the Taras Chaim Chumash, it's page Yud, the paragraph beginning here in the right hand column. Ve'al Derech Ha'emes Yesh B'Kavanos Sod Ne'alam. Tikonos Bo Mimasha Omer Rav Hoseinu B'Sifri. Ubisof Menachos, Amos Shimon Ben Azai, Bo Ure Emak Siv Pashas HaKobana, Shalom Nema Bahem Lo Kael, Velo Lo Kecha, Velo Lo Kim, Velo Shakai, Velo Tzvakos, Ela Yud Kei, Shem HaMeyuchad. Kobanos, of the Shiva Shemel, She'enem Nemchakim, right, we know that there are seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiva Shemel, She'enem Nemchakim. So kavanos are always associated with yud kei vav kei. What does that mean? So the again, very superficially, the difference between the name yud kei vav kei, right, which is referred to as the shem hamayuchad, as opposed to the other shemos all derive from what we observe HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting in the world. So we observe HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting as with din, with srara. So hence, we have the name of Elohim. That ain Elohim, Elohim. V'ain esaticha Elohim lefaro. You'll have the srara over paro. It's din usrara. The other shemos all refer to different midos that we, in our fragmented view, see in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's conduct and governance of the world. With the Shem HaMiyuchad, we just refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without trying to capture or depict a mida that we see in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's conduct or governance of the world. We're just referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is makriv kavanos, and the truth is this applies to all mitzvahs, but when a person is makriv kavanos, a person can, Rachmana Litzlan, make the following terrible blunder. Person's kavanah can be that this korban has the koach to assuage and deflect amidas hadin. So I'm orienting my hakravas hakorban to that midas hadin. I'm looking to assuage that midas hadin. Ketores, which is the most potent of the kavanos, is otzeres magefa. So it means that the ketores has a koach to deflect, to assuage, to silent, to suppress a midas hadin. So what's so terrible about that? What's so terrible about that is that the person makes the midas hadin, as it were, almost into something independent, and it verges, it borders on avodah zarah. But isn't it true that the ketores is otzeres magefa? That's the roz that the Malach HaMavis taught Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu then told Aaron. So the kavana has to be, I'm makriv the ketores, I'm makriv the chatos, I'm makriv the ola, I'm makriv the shlamim, lasos ritzon ovi sheva shamayim. Now, it is the case that we know that it's ritzon ovi sheva shamayim is that in response to the Ktoros, the Magefa will be Netzara. It is Ritzon Avishai B'Shamayim that in response to the Chatos, so there will be Kapora forthcoming to the Chait. But if a person omits in his Kavonis, in his perception, omits that link, so then what's the most sacred form of Avodah? Easily, just like that, Keharifayin, borders on Avodah Zarah. Again, what Nadav and Avihu are thinking on their Madrega Vesachnesh? I don't know if we can understand on their Madrega, but what their Chait means on our Madrega, that's what the Ramban is depicting. Haim Samu Ketaras Al Ha'esh, again, the Esh, the fire, representing the Din, it wasn't an Ishei Reach Nechorach. It wasn't Lassas Ritzon Avishai V'Shamayim. And yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell us what his Ratzon is for what the effect of the Ketaras will be. No, but it's directly to the Esh. It's directly to the Midas HaDin, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we happen to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tells us how he'll react to the Ketaras. Well, when you think about it, you know, obviously the example of Ketores, obviously we don't have, we're not micro Ketores, but this Yesod, never to skip that link of I'm trying to do what's Ritzon Hashem. Yes, we do know in some cases that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says what his response will be when we do Ritzon Hashem and bring Kavan Chata. So we do know, but the Kavana is Lashem, not Lakel, not Lelokim, not to any of the Midos, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say there's such a thing as a kmeya. There's such a thing as a kmeya. The Mishnayos and Shabbos talk about it. So obviously it's something real. If a kmeya is a kmeya mumcha, it's been proven. So then there's no issa hotza on Shabbos. But a person, it's very... It's all too easy for a person to slip into the mindset that the Kmeya is Poel. The Kmeya has these magical potencies. And if only I had a Kmeya, so then this malady, Rahman al-Atslan, or whatever it is, would be cured. That's an Eish Zorach. Aye, but isn't there such a thing as a Kmeya? There is such a thing as a Kmeya. The Pshat in the Kmeya is that there are Tzinoros. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give rain, so rain comes from clouds. But it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's world, and it's Ritzon Hashem that that's the way rain comes into the world. It's not because the cloud has a Koach. So in the spiritual world, the same way in the physical world, there are tzinoros. In the spiritual world, there are also tzinoros. So there is such a tzinor as a kameya. Well, whatever the pshat in that is, whether we understand it, we don't understand it, doesn't make a difference. There is such a in the spiritual world, there's such a thing as such a tzinor, such a conduit, such a pipeline. When we run to check mezuzahs, when there's some big problem in people's lives, and we run to check mezuzahs, so are we running because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah mezuzah, chsavtam ha-mezuzah b'sechel v'sharecha, and we want to be makbid that we're being kind of that mitzvah. Or in our minds, again, when you say it, it sounds ludicrous. But that doesn't mean that that's not what we're sort of unconsciously or subliminally, superficially thinking and relating that way. Well, no. If the mezuzah is good, so then the mezuzah as a koach is going to be shown there. And I'm the whole thing is happening. The emotion is not in the picture. The whole thing is happening on the level of if I have a good mezuzah, so then there are not going to be problems in the home anymore. Mitzvahs have all kinds of effects. When we do a mitzvah, we're doing the mitzvah because we've learned from Setzah. We may or may not be aware of how the Ribbono Shel Olam chooses to respond, how he structured and created the world as to what his response is that he programmed to that mitzvah. But the mitzvah is to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no shortcut. That the mitzvah is poel on sort of directly. That's what the Ramban is saying here by Nodav Aviv. Okay, we'll stop here, Rav Asa. Good Shabbos, Kol Tov.